BBC News with Neil Nunes. Canada has accused Britain of offloading its responsibilities after a Muslim convert was stripped of his British citizenship because he fought for the Islamic State group in Syria. Jack Leth's father is Canadian, meaning he hasn't been left stateless. The Iranian ambassador to the UK has said the Iranian oil tanker that was seized by Gibraltar last month is expected to leave in the next few hours. The authorities in Gibraltar have refused another US demand to impound the vessel. It had been seized on suspicion of transporting oil to Syria in violation of European sanctions. Newly appointed members of Sudan's Sovereign Council are due to be sworn in on Monday. They will govern the country in the run-up to elections. The opposition coalition named five of its members, while the military is also nominating five. Protest organizers in Hong Kong say at least 1.7 million people took part in Sunday's pro-democracy demonstration. The event was peaceful. Activists and the police have clashed during previous protests. The front-runner in Argentina's presidential race, Alberto Fernandez, says the country will struggle to repay an IMF loan agreed by the current president, Mauricio Macri. Mr. Fernandez has promised to try to negotiate better terms with the nation's creditors if he's elected in October. Brush fires in Bolivia are threatening one of the country's most important tourist destinations, the 17th century former Jesuit missions in the eastern lowland region of Chiquitos. The fires have been burning for more than a week. An opposition party in Burundi says 18 of its offices have been destroyed in the past 2 months. The National Freedom Council said members of the governing party had set its offices ablaze or otherwise damaged the buildings. The allegations have been strenuously denied. BBC News.